A good rainy evening to you here in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Andre Holge. Thanks for joining us on today's Capital City Recap. The Humane Society now getting involved in this gruesome case involving the stabbing, beating, and killing of a dog in Lansing. They're offering a $2,500 reward. We'll talk about the details that will hopefully help catch the culprit. And a new Michigan State University study on how parents are now disciplining their children. It gets physical more often than you might think. But first, presumptive Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney has five sons. One of them is in Michigan today as part of a campaign appearance. 36-year-old Josh Romney is Mitt's third oldest son. He joins us now to talk about how the campaign is going. Josh, thanks for taking some time to chat with us here on WILS.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Now, first of all, let me ask you, how involved are you and your brothers in your father's presidential campaign? Does he talk policy with you guys?
We talk a little bit of policy, but we're all campaigning as much as we can. We each have full-time jobs and families, and so that keeps us pretty busy, but we each also make time to be on the campaign trail and working for my dad. I tend to spend 1 or 2 days a week somewhere in the country out campaigning for him.
I see. Well, that's quite a lot of time off work. Your employers are understanding, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Everyone we work for is very hopeful that my dad is elected the next president. So they're willing to do whatever it takes to give us some time off to make sure that happens.
Now, your father obviously followed in his own father's footsteps in pursuing a political career. Do you and your brothers have any political ambitions of your own?
As of right now, we're all just focused on our careers and raising families. But no one has any plans for the time being anyway.
I see. I'm guessing there are people around you that are bringing it up to you, though.
On occasion, but you watch your dad go through something like this and see how grueling and tough it can be, and it sours you a little bit for politics. I mean, there's, if you look at just a guy like my dad who's done so much and worked so hard and just such a great guy that still managed to get beat up somehow, you say, boy, oh boy, what could happen to me?
Well, what do you say to those who feel that because of your family's wealth, that your father does not really relate to those that are in the middle and lower class in America?
Well, you know, my dad is in this race to help people who are suffering in this Obama economy. He didn't get in this race to help the wealthy or, to help his friends. He wants to help people who are really suffering, who are going through difficulties, and have really faced the biggest challenge from this economy. That's why he's in the race. That's why he's working hard. And that's what he's going to work to do day one, is to get back there, turn the economy around, make it so that middle-class folks who are working hard can continue to rely on steady paycheck.
Now, obviously, a presidential race is going to get rough and tough. The president gets attacked in personal ways. When it comes to your father, which kind of attacks are the most disturbing to you?
You know, we take it all with a grain of salt. I know who my dad is at the end of the day, and people who know him best know who he is. So we don't take the attack too personally. But quite honestly, there's so much chatter going on right now that we're losing focus. And my dad's continuing to focus on the economy. And I think President Obama's clearly trying to take the message off the economy. And so he's talking about anything but his record, these last 3.5 years, and the economy. And that's a real disservice to the American people. I think people deserve an honest debate about the future of the economy, what's going to work for this country to get it moving again, and what's not going to work. And, these personal attacks, just aren't going to, aren't going to solve America's big problems we have right now.
I'm talking to Josh Romney. He is Mitt Romney's third oldest son. Josh is in Michigan today campaigning for his father. Obviously, Josh, Democrats are focusing at this moment, at least, on your father's tax returns. They want to see more of them. Can you explain why he's at this point not willing to release more of them?
He's released what's been required, and that's all he's going to release. And the fact is, the Democrats want to release more, so they can pour through every little page and try and find one little thing here and there that they can attack him on. And to be quite honest, my dad would rather focus on the economy, on America, on why we're not creating more jobs than we are.
Tell me then, in terms of your life with your brothers and your parents, how often do you see them, and were you seeing them before the campaign? Do you live near each other?
We all kind of live across the country, but we're getting to see each other quite a bit on the campaign trail. I was just with my dad overseas in London and in Israel and Poland. I was with him that whole time, and we talk frequently. We talk quite a bit about everything from what's happening day to day, and what some of his policies are, and what our opinions are. And we just go through all this stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Religiously, how religious would you say your family is? Do you attend church every Sunday?
Yes, we're very religious. We have a great faith, and it's a big part of our lives.
Now, when you look at this race, obviously the economy is an issue. When it comes to your dad's experience at Bain Capital, do you think that in itself is what gives him an edge in confronting the economy over the president?
I think the experience at Bain Capital, dealing with businesses that were failing and going out of business, and working with those businesses, turning most of them around, but not all of them. I mean, my dad wasn't 100% successful. President Obama likes to focus on the ones that failed, and I think in large measure, that's where my dad learned a lot about what helps a company succeed and what hurts.
I'm talking to Josh Romney, Mitt Romney's third oldest son here in Michigan, campaigning for his father. And the criticism, though, of those that say his work at Bain Capital reflected the loss of jobs at some companies and, in some situations, taking huge profits and leaving companies maybe in a less than strong position. How do you respond to those?
He was not 100% successful, but his goal every time was to try and create successful companies. They didn't do these things hoping to fail. I assure you, you don't get very far in business hoping that the companies you take over fail. Did it happen occasionally? Yes. But by and large, the companies that they invested in were tremendously successful, created tens of thousands of jobs, and overall was able to create just an incredible business, incredible businesses, lots of jobs, and was very successful. Now, the ones that didn't succeed, he's learned from those. That's experience that's helpful for someone to when they're running for president is the experience of having on occasion not succeeded. So it's better than having never tried anything at all. In President Obama's case, never having run a business, never having done anything like that at all. We don't know how President Obama would have been, running a business. We don't have that knowledge.
Tell me this: in terms of the impression that the country has at this point of your father, is your sense that it's fairly accurate, or is the perception somehow completely incorrect for most voters?
It depends whose ads they've been watching. But I'll just tell you, as people get to know my dad better, you look in the places where they've gotten to know him best, he's tremendously popular. My dad is a down-to-earth, great guy who's doing this for all the right reasons. And, President Obama's going to try and distort his record, distort who he is as much as possible. We know that's been his agenda from day one. He told us as much when his campaign started. That was their goal, was try and tear my dad down, not talk about his record. And so he's going to try and do that. But, I think if people get to know my dad better, if they get to see him, we've got the convention coming up, we've got some debates coming up, and hopefully people can learn more about my dad and who he is. And as that happens, I think he'll be better and better.
Now, the new health care law, obviously your dad's own health care initiative in Massachusetts has been pointed to as a model for the law we now have in place for the country. Do you acknowledge that your dad did want to pursue expanding and did, in fact, expand health care to more people in Massachusetts, just as this new health care law is doing nationally?
Yeah, my dad's goal in Massachusetts was to solve a state problem on a state level. He feels that healthcare really ought to be tackled by the states. It's something the states have a lot of leeway to go back and handle their own healthcare needs. But the needs in Massachusetts are very different than the needs in Michigan or Texas or other states. And so, his opinion, a one-size-fits-all federal program is a big mistake. States have the leeway to do it. That's what he did as governor. He was able to get more people health insurance coverage, without raising any fees or taxes or anything like that. The Obama plan is very different. It's a federal number one, but it also, raises a lot of fees and taxes and those types of things. So the plans are different, but most importantly, my dad's with a state plan for a state travel.
I do need to ask you about this story that came out a while ago about this vacation that your family took, and apparently the dog was on the roof of the car. Can you explain that situation?
Yeah, no, we love the dog. There's five boys in the car, not a lot of room. The dog wanted to come with us. I mean, not much more than that. He loved it up there, so yeah, but it's really not much more than that.
Growing up with your father, working at Bain, how often did you really get to see him?
We saw him quite a bit. The family for my dad was the most important thing, so he was with us as much as he could be. Obviously, traveled a lot, but he was home at, you know, almost every night for dinner. We'd have dinner together as a family. We'd have breakfast together as a family. So, you know, my dad really has his priorities in order. The family's the most important thing for him.
I see. And back then, as you were growing up, was there discussion of any presidential ambitions for him?
Never. It was never even thought he'd get into politics until, you know, I was about 16 or 17 to run for Senate. That was the first time he'd ever even considered politics. This is not something that he had planned on ever getting into.
I see. And you and your brothers then, you're not particularly interested in politics at this point. How about finance? Is that an area, obviously your dad had a career there, is that an area you and your brothers are interested in?
I have a brother that's a doctor, a couple in real estate, so we all do different things. We all pursue our own interests and do our own thing.
I see. Well, what do you do yourself, Josh?
I do real estate.
Oh, do you? Okay. Probably a tough market to sell in right now.
It's okay. You know, you can do well when the market does poorly, and you can do well when the market does well if you're kind of in the right stuff.
Let me ask you then, in terms of the housing market and the economy in general, do you feel like we're at the edge of turning around no matter who the president is?
You know, I think there's some policies and things that can be done on a presidential level that will create a lot of confidence for home buyers, for investors, for companies, knowing that what their taxes are going to be for the foreseeable future, knowing that they're going to have solid trade agreements with other countries if you're a big company. These types of things will have a big impact on the economy. And the fact right now there's so much uncertainty about what President Obama would do or how he'd turn this economy around, I think that's really stalling the economy out. I think that's why we're not having the type of recovery that we saw when Ronald Reagan came in after Jimmy Carter had ushered in a pretty tough recession there. And so we're not seeing that same type of recovery because President Obama doesn't have the same type of plan that President Reagan did. Now, my dad's plan and what he'll do for this country will immediately create confidence and turn this economy around.
Before I let you go, one last thing. In terms of what Harry Reid has said here recently about your dad, this accusation of paying no taxes, do you have any words for Mr. Reid?
I've got nothing for him. Not at all.
No response whatsoever?
No, I mean, I think my dad responded to that quite well, and so we'll leave it at that.
Josh Romney, he is Mitt's third oldest son here in Michigan, campaigning for his father. Josh, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
All right, thank you so much.
And we're coming right back, but first, send us some feedback. Let us know what you think. Our email address, ccrecap@gmail.com. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.